California says ExxonMobil's recycling side business is a big sham.
But that hasn't stopped the company from putting out social media posts that claim we can give any plastic a new life.
It's September 23rd. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman.
They knowingly underwent a campaign of deception.
Also coming up, plastic bag ban for real this time in California, because we all know
nobody recycles them.
And a big fire on the west side. You might have smelled it.
The building, the former site of Henry Radio, had a homeless fire issue recently.
And is there a global black market for succulents? All coming up, but first, this. Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. ExxonMobil is being sued by the state of California, the attorney general, not for its oil and gas business, but for its side business, which you may or may not know involves plastic recycling, recycling that the government says it wasn't really doing.
There are essentially seven different types of plastic, but only two are the most likely and easily recycled. They're water bottles and shampoo bottles, essentially thick plastics. ExxonMobil for decades claims it's got a program called Advanced Recycling that allows these plastics, along with any other type of plastic, things like chip bags, reusable utensils, straws, all of them can be compressed into liquid and gas molecules, and that can be used to make what they call valuable new products. California's Attorney General Rob Bonta is suing ExxonMobil, says that claim is a publicity stunt.
And they aim to make us feel less guilty about our waste if we recycle it. Advanced recycling. It's just a fancy way of saying that heat or chemicals are used to break down plastic instead of grinding it up manually. The truth is, plastics produced through so-called advanced recycling contain so little recycled plastic waste that they are effectively new plastics.
He calls what ExxonMobil is doing greenwashing. He's suing to stop what they call advanced recycling. He also wants them to stop using the Chasing Arrows logo that's on a lot of plastic, claiming it's made from recycled products. And he's also suing the company for monetary damages.
Exxon spokesperson says California's recycling system isn't effective, says the company saved more than 60 million pounds of plastic waste from ending up in landfills. More on this from Laura Dean, State Director of Environment California, which is a nonprofit focusing on the environment. She says, don't believe that.
ExxonMobil is not only actually responsible for the global plastic pollution crisis that we're all dealing with here, but that they knowingly underwent a campaign of deception so that they kind of tricked us to think and believe that the environment would be protected as long as we recycle the products, as long as we get them in the right bin. And unfortunately, we're now learning that more than 90% of that plastic that we thought was getting recycled is never recycled. It's just staying in the environment. It's ending up in landfills. It's breaking down into smaller and smaller pieces. And a lot of it's ending up in our ocean, in our rivers, where it's harming wildlife. As well as human health.
She says this gives a clear warning to other companies that they'll be held accountable for what she calls corporate malfeasance. On the topic of getting rid of plastics, everybody knows that the plastic bag ban that went into effect 10 years ago in California isn't really a ban. We still have those thick plastic bags, and the idea is that people will reuse or recycle them, but nobody really does. They just throw them away. Well, now, a new law signed by the governor makes it illegal to sell any plastic shopping bags, but it doesn't take effect until 2026. State Senator Ben Allen is the co-author of that bill. He represents Santa Monica.
Our cities and our waste haulers are having a harder time handling all the plastic that's coming through the system. So it's obviously, for this little moment of convenience, it ends up being pretty damaging for our environment.
Yeah, a study sort of confirms what we all know intuitively by CalRecycle. They found plastic bag pollution went up almost 50% over an eight-year period. So the bag ban from a decade ago didn't reduce anything. Some shoppers say this is a good idea. It's needed.
Nobody recycles them. Yeah. For me, I recycle them, but then I just see other people not recycling them, just throwing it away.
Counterpoint.
I think people should still have the option. You know, like people like won't all use a paper or plastic, but at least it's there as an option.
12 states have statewide plastic bag bans. Again, doesn't take effect till 2026. And at that time, you'll only be able to get paper bags in any stores. A bill that's sitting on the governor's desk now could water down the lemon law in California. CalMatters says it was drafted in secret by lobbyists representing oil makers, automakers, and attorneys. The bill was rushed through the state legislature. Bay Area Democratic Assembly member told a committee last month, weeks before it passed, there wasn't a single person who represents the people of California who knew about this. Some critics say it would limit people's ability to sue and get refunds on defective cars. Supporters say it would reduce the amount of cases that are creating a backlog in court. The law says that companies and car buyers would be required first to try and settle their disputes through mediation before a lawsuit could be filed. If you're on the West Side today, you might have smelled smoke. A big fire at a vacant commercial building. This was on Bundy Drive. I got messages from West Hollywood saying people smelled it up there. Pete Demetrio was out there checking out the scene.
The fire was reported just after 6 in the morning, and L.A. City Fire spokesman Brian Humphrey said crews had their hands full almost at once.
They found a two-story, 53,000-square-foot building with smoke showing. The building, the former site of Henry Radio, had a homeless fire issue recently, and today we find fire throughout most of the building, heavily involved. In fact, causing some structural damage to this building.
Because of the size of the structure and the danger of a total collapse, fire crews will continue to put water on what remains of the building, and the two-block stretch of Bundy Drive may remain closed until later today. L.A. City Building and Safety Inspectors will have to examine the structure to see if it might have to be totally demolished.
Who's stealing succulents? Next. People have been stealing succulents from the Huntington Botanical Garden.
There's the visual appeal. People want a souvenir of their visit, perhaps. But there's also an economic issue at play. That's why people are taking them from the wild.
As you might imagine, it is not legal to do this. And as Karen Adams tells us, it is harming the environment, too.
People are pulling them up out of the ground while visiting Huntington's Desert Garden. The garden's Nicole Cavender says these thefts are part of a larger, more global problem.
Poaching of wild populations are on the rise globally, especially in areas where there are unique plants that are, say, endemic to that region. So places like California, Chile, Argentina, Madagascar, South Africa, and there seems to be a market.
People have been stealing succulents from the Huntington Botanical Garden.
There's the visual appeal. People want a souvenir of their visit, perhaps. But there's also an economic issue at play. That's why people are taking them from the wild.
As you might imagine, it is not legal to do this. And as Karen Adams tells us, it is harming the environment, too.
People are pulling them up out of the ground while visiting Huntington's Desert Garden. The garden's Nicole Cavender says these thefts are part of a larger, more global problem.
Poaching of wild populations are on the rise globally, especially in areas where there are unique plants that are, say, endemic to that region. So places like California, Chile, Argentina, Madagascar, South Africa, and there seems to be a market for them.
She says make sure you're not buying succulents that were plucked from the wild or places like Huntington that are working to preserve species of plants. Cavender says the black market for succulents is bringing some plants close to extinction.
There actually are species of plants going on the IUCN endangered plant list, the International Union for the Conservation of Nature.
Cavender says if you suspect the succulent you purchased was obtained illegally, report it. I'm Karen Adams, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
That's Karen Adams. And that's the LA Local for this 23rd of September. We're sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory for all 14 dealerships at lacarguy.com. Stay connected, 97.1 FM. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Odyssey app, search for KNX News. And follow the LA Local on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get shows. Leave us a 5-star rating.